Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm looking at the Chicago Bears 2022 draft needs. Yes, that's right. We're talking about the Bears today here on the show. So if you enjoy it, like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Please follow our shows on Instagram. And of course, check out our podcast. We have on any major or any minor podcast streaming platform. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Tons of amazing football content. Anything and everything football related you can find on our channel with 20 episodes per week, pretty much, anywhere from 15 to 20. You can always be sure you can find some top-tier content. We've been absolutely crushing it for the NFL draft with player profiles, and now we are in for team needs. Now, we're going through all the teams here, and today is the lucky day for all the Bears fans out there in the North. So let's talk about them, what they've done this offseason, and boy, has it been an offseason for these Bears. I'm first going to talk about the free agency, who they've gained, who they've lost, and as well as then get into who they can draft in 2022 to help this team out in the near future. So without further ado, let's talk about the Bears free agency. And my goodness, have they had a heck of a free agency. They have lost a lot of guys. They've gained a few. So let's get into it here, right? I'm using overthecap.com. To see who all of these guys have lost and who they've gained. So that's my source. First off, Charles Snowden is re-signed. Dane Cruikshank is coming over from the Titans and is now going to be a quarterback for the Bears. Blau Nichols is going to the Raiders. Lechavius Simmons, the right guard, staying. Sam Mustafa, the center, is staying. Jesper Horsted is also staying. We have guys like Joel Igwinyi going to the Seahawks. Ryan Nall is currently the running back looking for a contract. Tez Tabor, the safety, going to the Falcons. J.P. Holt, the tight end, is going to the Saints. St. Brown, right? Equinus St. Brown coming up for the Packers as the wide receiver. Kari Blossomgame, the running back, coming over from the Titans to the Bears. Alex Barrs, the left guard, going to the Raiders. Justin Jones is coming on over from the Chargers. Xavier Crawford left for the Jaguars. Artie Burns, the cornerback, left for the Seahawks. Trevor Siemian, the quarterback, is coming on over from the New Orleans Saints. Marky Christian, Cassius Marsh are still waiting for contracts. Dakota Dozier, the left guard, coming over from the Vikings. Bruce Irvin, Marcus Hunt, and Alec Ogletree are all waiting on contracts. Darrington Evans, the running back, is coming over from the Tennessee Titans. DeAndre Houston Carson, the safety, has re-signed. Damir Bird has signed with the Atlanta Falcons. Long snapper Patrick Scales has yet to re-sign. Elijah Wilkinson, the right tackle, is also coming over to the Falcons. Christian Jones and Marquise Goodwin are waiting for a contract. Deion Bush, the safety, went to the Chiefs. Damian Williams, the running back, has went to the Falcons. Lucas Patrick coming on over from the Packers, going to the Bears. Jesse James, the tight end, still waiting for a contract. James Daniels, the right guard, went to the Steelers. Pat O'Donnell, the punter, went to the Packers. Jason Peters, the left tackle, waiting for that contract still. Byron Pringle coming on over from the Chiefs. Jakeem Grant, the wide receiver, went to the Browns. Tashawn Gibson, the safety, still waiting for that next contract. Al-Quaydon Muhammad, the edge rusher, coming on over from the Colts. Jermaine Ifedi, the right tackle, still waiting for the next deal. Nicholas Moreau, the linebacker, is coming on over from the Raiders. Jimmy Graham, the tight end, he is still under a free agent. I don't know if he's retired yet. I'm not too sure. I might have to check. Andy Dalton has left for the Saints. Eddie Goldman, the defensive lineman. Akeem Hicks, defensive lineman. They're still waiting for that next deal. Allen Robinson, one of their top players, right? He has left. He is going over to the Super Bowl champs, the Rams. And finally, their best edge rusher, Khalil Mack. He's gone. He went to the Chargers. So, my goodness. I mean, that was a laundry list of players, a ton of them. And, man, they've lost a lot of players. They've gained a few as well. But, man, it is definitely a new regime if you are a Bears fan. New GM, new head coach. It's going to be interesting, right? You have Ryan Poles going to be your new GM. He was assigned earlier this year. Matt Eberflus, the brand new head coach. And, boy, it's going to be an interesting year for the Bears. So let's get into what they can go into the draft. And, I mean, to be honest, guys, if you're a team rebuilding like the Bears are, it's going to be kind of tough. They don't have a first-round pick this year. They don't. They used it last year for Justin Fields. So I would say, you know, this is going to be a good year for Justin, I hope. I mean, I was a big fan of him in college. He looked like he had all the tools to succeed in the NFL. Saw limited action last year, split time with Andy Dalton. So we will see how the young man can perform his first season as the full-time starter for the Bears. But like I said, let's go through their picks, what all they have, and what they can work with. So they have two second-round picks, pick number 39 and pick number 48. They have one third-round pick, that is pick 71. They have two round five selections, 148 and 150, and a six-round pick in 185. They've traded a lot of players. They traded Mack. They got rid of Robinson and everyone. So they have a couple of holes to fill. Last year was a rough year, 6-11 record, third in the NFC North, and you got to hope they can improve at least a little bit if you're hopeful, right? If you're hopeful like me, I always like to look at the positives for teams. So let's see, what do the Bears need? Who can they grab in order to really kind of get things going, right? So like I said, you've got your main guy with Justin Fields. And what can you do to really protect him, man? I feel like just his development is top tier. I mean, man, they got a lot. I feel that if you go – I think it's always safe to go with an offensive lineman potentially in the first draft and as early as you can. Just because, especially with young quarterbacks, you need to protect them at all costs. So you don't need a quarterback, obviously, but you could always help out with a tremendous offensive line and give him as much time as possible. So I would look offensive line. And like I said, with a second-round pick, you could still find some very good players there in that round. So I would go offensive lineman, I believe. That would help out. I also think they need some help at the wide receiving position. I know you got a couple of talents, but you've lost your number one piece in Allen Robinson. You're going to need someone to replace him. So I would definitely look at the wide receiving core. Justin Fields can't do it all on his own. I know you got Byron Pringle, but you need a little bit more help, right? So look for offensive line. Look for a wide receiver. Next, you got to move over to defense, right? They need some help on their secondary and also on their line of defense, that D-line. So look in the corners. Look at cornerbacks. There's plenty of them in this draft. Because you're going to need it, right? With Aaron Rodgers still maintaining his work in Green Bay. Also, you know, the North has some very good passers, right? You've got guys like Kirk Cousins with the Vikings and with the Detroit Lions currently with Jared Goff. You're going to need some work out there in your secondary unit to help out. And their safeties, they need some help. So look for a cornerback, look for a safety. Look for one of those guys on the defensive back route and see what you can get. Also, like I said, if you go wide receiver, if you go cornerback, I mean, I think that just go heavy with that. Also look for a linebacker as well, just someone who you can use to help out your defense. And like I said, they're pretty limited in terms of draft picks this year. They're going to have, like I said, they don't have a first. They only have one in the second. And, I mean, they have a lot of later round picks. So you're going to have to hit this thing pretty solid if you're going to want to improve early in your rebuild. So I would say, you know, go with an offensive lineman. Build up your O-line around Justin Fields. Make sure he's not running for his life every snap. I mean, that's always my thing. So that's why I'm always going to value offensive linemen high as opposed to any other position. So go with an offensive lineman, grab some wide receivers, go with a good cornerback as well. I mean, you can definitely use your later round picks on, I would use them more on wide receivers as opposed to cornerbacks, but that's just me personally. But, I mean, you can always find some really good talent in whatever round there is. I mean, there's a reason all these guys are going into the draft. You can find someone to help out your team ASAP. And I think the Bears, it's going to be a rough year for them. Like I said, they've lost a lot of players. I know the fans weren't happy about a lot of their players leaving. But, you know, football is a business. The Bears are in a new regime. And we'll see how Justin Fields and company can do this upcoming 2022 season.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So drop a comment. What do you think the Bears should go with? Who should they draft? What school should they go to and check out some of these prospects? Please leave a comment. We love interacting with all the fans here on the show. Let's say if you enjoyed this video, or subscribe to the podcast, like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. Also, check out the podcast every single day. There's at least one episode, sometimes two to three to four, being uploaded. Over 800 episodes already, and more counting each and every day. We'll probably pass 900 in the next month. So go over to our podcast. There's plenty of top-tier quality content, draft prospects, history specials, legends interviews, legends history specials. I mean, anything and everything football-related you can find on our channel. Thanks to our top-tier team, right, our amazing team, myself, Jeremiah Long, our good producer and host, of course, Bobby Butler, 12-year vet for the Atlanta Falcons, and of course, man, you can't leave out the main man behind it all, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, the football encyclopedia, we all call him around here. So go over there, give us a like, give us a follow, and everything else like that, and like I said, we couldn't do any of this without you. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lair, talking about the Chicago Bears 2022 draft needs. Until next time, we will talk to you soon right here on 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. We'll see you then, everyone.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.